March 14th, supporters converged on Beirut's Martyrs Square to mark the sixth anniversary of the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri and its aftermath. The main theme of this year's March 14th anniversary is the disarmament of Hezbollah. However, many former players of the March 14th will not be here to support their demands. These players include Walid Jamblat, who represents a large portion of the Druze community, and other Sunni parties like Jamia Islamiyah. It also seems that this year's memorial saw a massive decline in public support as well, since the location was not fully occupied.
You can't have a country with the weapons who is it for the army. You have the weapon is for the army, not for anyone else.
To prove ourselves and to say that we believe in Lebanese army only.
Lebanese caretaker prime minister and head of the future movement, Saad Hariri, seized this opportunity to voice his concern over Hezbollah's defense capabilities.
We're calling for a government with one army, strong, that stands on its own feet in front of the Israeli enemy. We aren't seeking an army that from time to time turns its weapons against the Lebanese.
Hezbollah has categorically rejected such claims, saying its military capabilities are only meant to deter external threats and defend the nation. Head of the Falange party, Amin Jmeil, along with Lebanese forces leader Samir Jaja, gave speeches echoing calls similar to those made by Saad Hariri. Analysts believe that these are last-moment attempts to attract Western support.
Jaja and Amin Jmeil, who were friends and allies of the Israeli occupation. That's why we see today that they are echoing the voice and the concerns of the Israelis and the Americans. Actually, the Lebanese arms and the resistance arms never used in Lebanon. Internal issues, internal problems, never used.
Saad Hariri's government collapsed in January following allegations of mismanagement and corruption over the U.S.-backed tribunal looking into Rafik Hariri's assassination. The debate intensified after evidence emerged of Saad Hariri's private dealings with those behind the probe. This year's anniversary comes a day ahead of schedule and is reportedly in coordination with efforts by Prime Minister-designate Najib Miati to form his cabinet. Serena Shim, Press TV, Beirut.